Hello, my name is Per Christian Hellildre, and welcome to Fridays with Hildre. The book I chose to review was Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Can you tell me about the book you read?
Fantastic Mr. Fox was written by Roald Dahl. Roald Dahl was born in 1916 in Wales with immigrated parents from Norway. He died in 1970 at the age of 74. His genres of writing books were fantasy and suspense. In my opinion, he's one of the greatest book writers of all time because he was so good at making the reader more excited for every page they read, which made him a great book writer, and that is one of the reasons why I wanted to read one of his books. And the reason why I chose to read Fantastic Mr. Fox is because I've seen movies of it but never had the time to read the book, so not that I had the time to read it, I thought to myself, why not? And I did not regret my decision. Fantastic Mr. Fox is a children's novel book and was published in 1970. The story is about a clever fox named Mr. Fox who lives underground beside a tree with his wife, Mrs. Fox, and their four small children. In order for him to feed his family, he makes night visits to farms owned by three rude, cruel and dim-witted farmers named Boggis, Buns and Bean to snatch away the livestockings available on each man's farm. The farmers get tired of being outsmarted by Mr. Fox, so they devise a plan to ambush him as he leaves his burrow, and they succeed only in shooting off his tail.
Where does the setting of the story take place?
Fantastic Mr. Fox takes place in a couple of different locations, mostly at night. We are first introduced to all three farmers' farms. A chicken farm for Boggis, a goose farm for Buns, and an apple and turkey farm for Bean. As the story progresses, we find the setting changes. After the three farmers shoot Mr. Fox's tail off, Mr. Fox is forced to stay at home and dig an underground tunnel. Most of the story takes place underground with Mr. Fox trying to escape the wild farmers. Mr. Fox ends up revisiting each farm later on in the story.
Can you tell me a little bit about the farmers in this story?
The farmers are rich from developing food and having animals on their farm. The foxes must find food in order for them to survive. The story takes place in the past. The setting is created the way that the pitch curve goes up in height and has its peak in the middle of the story and slowly goes down at the end of the story.
Can you tell me about the main characters in this story?
Yes, I can. Mr. Fox is the main character of Fantastic Mr. Fox. Even though he's a fox, he has many human characteristics, including wearing human clothes. He can speak and understand many different languages. He's incredibly clever, smarter than most of the human characters in the story, and overly confident in his work. Mrs. Fox, which is Mr. Fox's wife, is also one of the main characters. Mrs. Fox is kind and loyal to her husband. She was also the person who gave Mr. Fox his name, Fantastic Mr. Fox. She is the mother of the four children. She is a good mother and makes sure that her children are always taken care of. Mrs. Fox also cooks all the food that Mr. Fox poaches from the farmers. The small foxes are the children of Mr. and Mrs. Fox. The small foxes are eager to help their father. They want to assist him in any way that they can. They are willing to do whatever it takes, no matter the danger, and they are also very adventurous. Farmer Boggis is one of the three farmers in Fantastic Mr. Fox. He is a chicken farmer and he raises thousands of chickens on his farm. Boggis is incredibly massively obese. He eats multiple chickens every single day, as well as buckets of dumplings. Boggis is also very mean. Farmer Buns is also one of the three farmers in Fantastic Mr. Fox. He raises ducks and geese on his land. He's overweighted and very short. He's described to be approximately 4 feet tall. Burns is rich and infuriated with Mr. Fox. He's also relatively intelligent and tries to trap Mr. Fox in his burrow. Farmer Bean is the last of the three farmers in Fantastic Mr. Fox. He raises turkeys and apples, although he cares more about his apples. He's the smartest of the three farmers, and he comes up with a plan to trap Mr. Fox and their family. He eats no food, instead he chugs in gallons of hard apple cider, which he makes himself. This results in Farmer Bean being very thin, too thin actually. Badger is another character who lives under the ground. He and his family are negatively affected by the farmers waiting for Mr. Fox to come out of his hole. So Mr. Fox invites them to the feast he's organizing with the farmers. Food later on in the story.
Can you tell me about the theme in this story?
One key theme is the importance of family. Mr. Fox and the other animals do everything possible to ensure the well-being of their families. A second theme is the conflation of being wealthy with being evil, or at least not being sympathetic.
What's your own honest opinion about this book?
My own honest opinion about the book is that it has a nice touch to it. I never got bored from reading the book, only more excited for every single page I read. So I would strongly recommend this book to other readers. I loved it and I think others will too. That I'm quite certain about.
How many stars would you rate this book?
I would give this book a 5-star for sure because I love the book and I could honestly read the book many more times in the future. Time's up. This was all we had for tonight. We see you again on the next Friday with a new podcast review. Thank you.
Jeg har fått i oppgave å analysere en tegneserie, og da valgte tegneserien Bestis. Bestis, den skrevet av Kenneth Larsen, og tegneserien ble publisert på en tirsdag i 30. april 2019. Bestis, det en tegneserie om Marte og Kenneth, to barndomsvenner i 20-årene som fortsetter å henge sammen til tross for flere spesielle opplevelser. Marte og Kenneth har vært bestevenner siden de var liten, og de har et tett vennskap som ikke kan brytes. De er eventyrlystne og tullete, og de liker å ha det gøy å finne på nye ting å gjøre. Det vi ser i det første og det andre bildet er at bildet er ultratotal, som gjør at vi får etablert en scene, og vi får god oversikt over det sceniske rommet og stedet der handlingene foregår. Vi ser at to personer er på piknik ute i naturen, så kommer bio og forstyrrer pikniken der, og begge personene blir redde for bio. Det tredje bildet det er halvtotal, for å vise hvordan Marte reagerer når bien svermer rundt henne, som gjør at vi kan se fjesuttrykket og frykten i fjesene. Serieskapen bruker svette, blodåre og skrikeboble der det står hjelp med store bokstaver for å vise hvor skummel den bien er for Marte. Det fjerde og siste bildet kommer vi tilbake til ultratotal. Der er en whoosh-boble som gjør at vi kan tenke oss at Kenneth sprang vekk når bien satt seg på skulderen til Marte. I alle bilder er det normal perspektiv, fordi vi er på samme høgde med øynene til karakterene. Serieskaperen bruker en bie til å få fram de typiske personlighetstrekkene. Dette viser oss at Marte og Kenneth blir veldig redde av små ting, for at leseren skal se bien. Så serieskaperen tegner opp streker for at vi skal klare å se bien. Boble blir brukt som framstilling av dialog og lydnivå i en tegneseriestripe. Gjennom alle bilder får vi vite at lydnivået er høyt på grunn av ropetegnene tjukke skrifter et par av setningene for å formidle lydene i tegneserien på en direkte og dramatisk måte. Rutene i tegneseriestripen er smale og høye. Dette gjør at det blir lettere å fokusere på personene. Rutene forandrer seg ikke gjennom bildestripen, og personene er veldig sentrert i bildet som gjør at de blir fokus i bildavsnittet. Linjene i bildet går innover mot midten, men man kan ikke se linjene, men det er tenkt at de er der. Begge personene i bildet ser innover mot midten, og tegneren får dermed en god dybdevirkning når vi følger blikket der. I midten av bildet finner vi bilen, som er et viktig hovedmoment i bildet. De sterke fargene gjør at det blir et veldig lyst bilde, og bildet har ingen skygge. Dette er en vanlig måte å fremstille en piknik på, med blå himmel, sol, tørt og stille, altså fint vær. I denne tegneseriestripen kan man tolke det slik at begge personene er redde for bilen, og at Kenneth finner en måte å prøve å komme seg selv i sikkerhet på.